From Tidbits on June 10th, 2013, this is Apple Gets Around to a New Mac Pro, written by Michael E. Cohen. Can't innovate anymore, my ass, Phil Schiller muttered gleefully as he stood in front of the keynote slides that introduced Apple's new and completely redesigned Mac Pro to attendees at Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference. The shiny new product, slated to roll out sometime next quarter for his as yet unspecified price, is a total redesign of the existing Mac Pro, which hasn't seen a major update since 2009. The new Mac Pro literally can roll out. It's a 9.9-inch tall, 6.6-inch wide, that's 25.1 by 16.8 centimeters, cylinder, encased in gleaming black polished aluminum. Even more notable than the Mac's new shape and size is the fact that it has neither a hard drive nor drive bays, a startling departure for Apple's Pro product line. For years, professional users have loved to fill their Mac Pros to the gunnels with extra disk storage and peripheral cards. But instead of a built-in disk drive, this model uses PCIe flash storage that the system can access at 1.25 gigabytes per second. As for other storage devices, the round Mac Pro instead provides 6 Thunderbolt 2 ports, each capable of providing 20 gigabytes per second data transfer speeds, suitable for an expansion chassis, or two or more, since a Thunderbolt 2 port can support as many as 6 daisy chain devices. The forthcoming Mac Pro could support as many as 36 Thunderbolt 2 devices at once. Apple didn't announce a specific expansion chassis, so we don't know if the company will provide one, or if that will be left as a third-party opportunity. Video professionals mourning the loss of internal storage device bays may be comforted by the Mac Pro's capability to support as many as 3 4K displays at a time, though Apple announced no such displays today. What video pros are sure to like is the improved graphics processing power available from the cylinder. The new Mac Pro comes with 2 AMD Fire Pro GPUs, each loaded with as much as 6 gigabytes of VRAM and offering up to 7 teraflops of graphic processing power, nearly triple the performance of the older model Pros. While Apple unveiled no memory specs, the new Pro, judging from the pictures on Apple's site, apparently supports 4 DDR3 memory slots. These are handled by a controller that communicates at 1,866 MHz, providing as much as 60 gigabytes per second memory bandwidth, twice the bandwidth of current Mac Pros. And that memory will be feeding the new Intel E5 chipset, featuring from 2 to 12 cores, and providing the floating point performance, twice the floating point performance of extant models. Rounding out the port picture are 2 gigabit Ethernet ports, 4 USB 3 ports, headphone and speaker ports, and an HDMI 1.4 port. And to make sure you can find your way around this plethora of portage, the Mac Pro lights up the I/O panel when you rotate the cylinder to plug in a new device. It's hard to say which professionals will welcome this brave new round, shiny Mac Pro with its spectacular speed and svelte design, and which ones will be discouraged, if not outraged, by the lack of drive bays and expansion slots. No one will know for sure until the computers, which will be assembled in the United States, begin rolling out to customers later this year. But nobody can deny that Apple has reimagined what a professional desktop computer looks like. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Crash Plan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.